My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions. He represents the state's 32nd Congressional District, and he's also chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's the organization tasked with re-electing House Republicans and recruiting and funding challengers to current Democratic members, or in some cases, open seats. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
And with a big smile today after Mitt Romney doing so well last night.
And let's start with that. We're going to talk about the debate, and we're going to talk about how the House races are looking this year and what the breakdown might look like in the next Congress. But let's start with that first presidential debate in Denver from Wednesday night. You've got a smile on your face. Just about everyone considers Romney the winner, even some very liberal entities. What do you think was the big difference last night?
I think the key for Republicans was that we finally had someone stand up and say, Mr. President, these things you've been saying simply are not true. Not just about him as a candidate and not just about the tax code and not just about what Republicans stand for, but really to say that the American people need someone who will lead to the very best. And we need job growth and job development if we're going to make our country stronger and better. Secondly, we're going to have to not just have jobs, we're going to have to quit our spending spree. The spending spree has placed America in a diminished position as being world leaders. And lastly, he was just honest with the president. He said, Mr. President, we have to worry about the next generation. We cannot put them in a worse position than where they started out. I thought he was a clear winner. It really matters to members of Congress and those who are running as Republican candidates, because we've had a down couple weeks where momentum has not been going our way. I think the wind has shifted, just like in a big football game. You know, when somebody comes out and scores big, the rest of the team plays better. I think it's going to be an awesome next month as we go towards the election.
The big criticism of Governor Romney from the president last night, of course, was that his plans aren't specific, what he would replace Obamacare with, how he would balance the budget and so forth. Do you feel like you've got a good grasp, and do House Republicans have a good grasp of what a potentially President Romney would be offering and recommending from a Congress next year?
Sure we do. First of all, Mitt Romney has as his running mate Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan well understands that we in the House have had to answer these not just idea issues, but we've been an incubator for developing ideas, vetting those ideas, getting the numbers behind those ideas, as well as members of Congress and the American public to understand what we're going to accomplish as we do these. Obviously, health care is not going to end tomorrow. It's something that we would have to come in and make sure that we refocused by paying physicians. We would have to find a way to make sure that we've done things that Barack Obama did not do, and that is figure out how we're going to make health care better, not just throw some plan out there. So we're very, very excited about it. We're prepared and ready. We have 16 House members who are physicians, who are Republicans. We have consulting groups of physicians of all sorts of specialties across the country who have been coming in and talking with us about what they would do. We are going to be ready to go.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions. He's chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. And sir, let's talk for the next few minutes here about the complexion of the House races. The last time we talked, which I believe was during the Republican National Convention, you were estimating an additional pickup in addition to the huge 2010 gains of about 5 to 7 seats this year. Is that still your best guess?
It is. I will offer, to you the knowledge from the front lines, and that is the war has begun, that there are changes being made probably in both sides, some where the Democrats see where they can't run and they're cutting loose and running. Likewise, where we're having to come in because of a down couple weeks where we see increased pressure from the Democrats and the unions as they hone in where they want their few targets to be. So we're having to make sure that we're adjusting ourselves, adapting to the circumstances. I'm finding that our Republican candidates are standing well when they speak about the needs of this great nation, about what we will do. Jobs, job growth, and job creation is still what Republicans' center point of their campaign will be, as opposed to higher taxes and spending. There are some 2 million jobs that are immediately on the line where Barack Obama and his policy and Nancy Pelosi and her policy are adopted, we will lose those 2 million jobs. If Republicans and Republican House members and Mitt Romney stand by and win on our ideas, we can immediately stop the loss of 2 million American jobs. And that's the most immediate thing that we can do. I think we're selling that fight well, and I think the American people are learning there is a lot of substance and good thought behind not just Mitt Romney, but the mathematics behind what we believe in.
Quick follow-up on the point of the lost jobs. There's been a bit of a controversy this week over what appears to be, according to reports, a request from the Obama administration to defense contractors to delay notification of layoffs, which normally the law requires 60 days notice. Those layoffs are expected to happen early next year as a result of sequestration and so forth, unless something changes. And of course, then the 60-day notices would come out just before the election. Lockheed, at least for one, has agreed to do that, despite potentially being in violation of the law. What do you know about that, and how big of an issue is that?
Well, I would say that this president recognizes that he is going to attempt to skew things to the way that he sees things, and he obviously does not want there to be any more layoffs, but he's incapable of effectively saying that before the election. And Republicans, you heard Mitt Romney say it last night, we should not be putting our military at risk. We should not, at this time of economic downturn, not understand that jobs and job creation are important, and yet we have a responsibility, not just to the law, but to make sure we're providing notice of what could happen to these employees. I think the president and the Department of Labor and the Department of Justice were wrong. I think they should have given notice. But the bottom line is it's up to Republicans to go sell this economic plan for saving jobs and moving our country forward. I think we're going to do it, and we will always have a tougher sell. And once again, this is a part of it when you have a president who is unwilling to, I think, work by the play by the rules that are the law, and that's what I think the president is trying to escape that law, and I disagree with what he's done.
Last topic, sir, before we let you run. Obviously, in 2010, Republicans were in the minority across the board at the national level, so you could pretty much go on offense and against the Democratic majorities at the time and President Obama. I know that staying on offense against some of the president's policies is part of the strategy this year, but you also have to play defense on the House side since you have been in control now for nearly 2 years. So what's the strongest argument, do you think, for the defense of the way the Republicans have led the House in the past 2 years?
I think the strongest argument is twofold. Number one, we did a budget. We laid out to the American public through hard work, public debate, and actual votes on the floor of the House of Representatives our desire to have openness in what we do and show transparency to the American people. The Senate did not do that, and we saw that when President Obama brought his budget, not one vote did he get in the United States Senate. Secondly, I think the way we have responded in kind by making sure that we read bills before we vote on them. We have a process that's far more open. Nancy Pelosi and her entire team felt very comfortable in bringing bills not vetted, not understood, not through regular process, simply voted on them, ramming them through Congress. John Boehner and Republicans believe in an open process that all members of Congress have a chance to be professional and to their credit, read bills and know what they're talking about. And I think it has a lot to do with what people think of Congress. And we've got to use this, authority that we have to make sure that we don't change what we do, that we're open about it, and listen to the American people to make the progress and work together with them.
Congress approval rating is still pretty much in the tank. How much does that concern you?
Well, it does concern me, but it concerns me that the United States Senate is certainly part of that mark. And if people said the House or Senate, I think you'd see that the House side numbers are far higher. But when you include the Senate and the House together, you know, it's guilt by association. The Senate has had few votes. They've had very few hearings. The House is open and working. We have some 40 job bills that are waiting for Harry Reid and the Senate to operate and work on these bills. none of them are being looked at or touched.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
You bet.
Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions represents his state's 32nd congressional district. He's chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Election Day 2012, now just 33 days away. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.